Texas Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, corn growers are taking their concerns directly to Washington this week as they look for solutions to another year of tight farm margins. About 200 farmers are meeting with lawmakers and administration officials during the National Corn Growers Association Corn Congress fly-in. We'll hear more from the NCGA right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
The National Corn Growers Association says increasing demand is one of the biggest keys to improving the farm economy. Leslie McNitt is Vice President of Public Policy with the NCGA and says that means finding new uses for corn and ethanol beyond traditional markets.
So a few examples are thinking about how we can increase usage of corn and ethanol as feedstocks. So ethanol is a feedstock into marine fuels and sustainable aviation fuel. And then thinking about using more corn and more ethanol in bio-based products, thinking about how do we replace some of the, whether it's personal and home care or industrial products that are typically come from a fossilized, from fossilized feedstocks, replace some of that with a cleaner option, you know, which is corn or ethanol, and deliver environmental benefits, as well as, you know, an increase in new source of demand for farmers.
Another priority is year-round E15. McNitt says the passage in the House has given growers renewed optimism that Congress could finally approve permanent nationwide sales of the higher ethanol blend.
We have been at this for a long time, and something feels different this year. I think that we know that we're in a tough political environment. It's an election year. The margins in the House and Senate are tight, right? And so there may not be a lot of incentives for cooperation at this point in time. But on the other side of the coin, I think legislators got a taste of bipartisan success with the E15 passage in the House. And they recognize that rural communities' support is really, really important going into the elections. And I think a lot of legislators want to be able to bring home wins for their constituents. And they recognize that agriculture and corn farming in particular and renewable energy are really important economic drivers in those rural communities. And so there's every reason in the world for Senate Democrats and Republicans to come together on this legislation and bring home a win for their constituents.
Beyond creating new demand, corn growers are also urging lawmakers to address high input costs.
What I'm hearing from farmers is that the input cost issues have really gained a lot of traction. That is just something that our organization has really been leading on through the creation of our inputs task force. And we've had a lot of members of Congress and allies in the Trump administration that have been really receptive to wanting farmers' input about what they're experiencing with inputs and different supply chain challenges and different solutions. And so I think that's something that really feels like a resonant issue right now. But the growers show up, they take this town by storm, even in 100 degree weather. And I think it's pretty cool.
There's more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.